Have you ever pretended to be something that you're not? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I grew up in a family where a common phrase was fake it till you make it. And sometimes this is good advice. If you're feeling nervous, lock in and get something done. If you forget the words while singing, lock in, smile, pretend it never happened. If you're not qualified to do something, lock in, do it to the best of your ability, and fake it until you make it. I've also heard people say, dress for the job that you want. Dress for that promotion, not the job you have. Again, there is some truth in this advice. But in this world, there are so many things that tell us we need to basically be like little actors in every situation we face. Is this what God asks of us too? To get some more answers, stick around for today's Devo. It's called Clothed as a Shepherd by Elizabeth Cooper. Can you think of a time you tried to be someone you're not? Maybe you were trying to act more talented than you are, or you tried imitating someone you admire. Maybe you did it to impress your friends, or even to impress God. In 1 Samuel 17, David fought Goliath, a 9-foot-tall Philistine champion who terrified the Israelites. And David, who was likely a teenager at the time, wasn't even a warrior yet. He was a shepherd. But David knew God was with the Israelites and would protect them from anyone who sought to harm them. King Saul clothed David in armor in preparation for battle. But David wasn't used to wearing armor, and he decided to go without it. He knew he didn't need this protection because God was his greatest protection. He didn't even take a sword. He took a shepherd's weapons, a staff, a sling, and 5 stones. David went to battle as who he was, not a warrior, but a shepherd. David faced the judgment of everyone on the battlefield when he went out with no armor. They probably considered him foolish, but David didn't try to be or look like anyone other than who he was. Through God's power, David defeated Goliath. God doesn't ask us to be anything more than we are. He doesn't expect us to be someone else. He loves us just the way we are. Even though we were all covered with the dirt and grime of sin, he valued us. So much so that Jesus died and rose again to save us from sin and death. God invites us to come to Jesus and be washed clean. And he gifts believers with his Holy Spirit so we can be in close relationship with him. Now we are free to follow Jesus with our God-given personalities, gifts, and abilities. Whenever God calls us to do something, he calls us to do it as ourselves, not as someone else, because he loves and values us just as we are. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. God doesn't expect us to clean ourselves up or fix ourselves before we come to him. How can knowing this give us greater confidence when we come to him humbly in prayer? God created you on purpose as a unique individual, and you have infinite worth as a child of God. As we yield to the Holy Spirit's work in our lives, God transforms us more and more to reflect the character of Jesus, and he equips us to do the good work he calls us to in each season of our lives. How have you seen God work through you just by being yourself? As you and I can read in 1 Samuel 17:47, David said, "And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 1 Samuel 17, verses 1 through 11, as well as verses 32 through 51, and Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Can you think of a time that God used you to do something for his kingdom? If so, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us and testify. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called The Captive with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.